Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. We're going to do a geography lesson today.
Yay!
Today, we're talking about exclaves. I don't know if that's the right tone of voice for a geography lesson.
Did you say exclaves?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
Probably the opposite of an enclave, but I did not bother to Google enclave or find a dictionary. An exclave is a portion of territory of one state completely surrounded by territory of another.
Ah, okay. So there's like a town of the United States that's in Canada.
That's the one.
Oh my gosh.
This is it. Now, I'm a little surprised. Trace is from the coast, everybody. Well, I say the coast. Anybody who lives...
Seattle is not on the coast.
West of I-5 to me is the coast. Or somewhere within like 20 miles of I-5. You're the coast, everybody.
That's true.
But that side of the mountains, pretty much anything on the other side of the pass to me is the
coast. That's true.
So this is an area that dates back to 1846 when the UK and the US settled the Pacific Northwest American-Canadian border dispute. Bet you didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, that sounds fancy.
There was a treaty and they pretty much got their ruler out and just... line across Washington State. Ta-da, Washington! So 49th parallel, that's us. They did not pay attention to the little bloop of land that is out in the sound and that comes down from Canada. It is not connected to the U.S. at all.
Oh.
And so they're looking at that. They're like, well, no, you guys can still have that. It's fine. So there we have it. And there's discussion over the years, on and off, repeatedly, like, this doesn't work super great. What do we think? No, it's ours. It just stays ours. So
what is this place called?
Because Point Roberts. I'm sorry. This is Point Roberts, Washington, everybody. So Washington State, we're in the upper left. The population as of 2010 was about 1,300 folks. In the summer, they get up to about 4,500. Point Roberts is out in Boundary Bay, not attached to the U.S. at all. You have to drive Bellingham, drive to Blaine, Washington, and then you'd head up over and around. Got across into Canada. And back out of Canada into the U.S. again. It's about a 40-minute drive.
Wow.
No ferry system.
None?
No, you could take your private boat.
And but there's no ferry that goes from there?
Nope.
Oh.
No. So, because 1,500 people maybe now, they don't get a ferry.
That's true.
And infrastructure is a little challenging because their seat of government is in Washington State proper over in Whatcom County. And they're a bit of an afterthought, it sounds like, as far as they worked for, I think, 2 years to get a stoplight. Because it's like, you're so far away to represent the need, you have to prove, and they're so little. They're school children. There's a K-3 school. In 2017, there were 15 students and one nice teacher who taught a K-3 combo class.
Oh, no.
No so bell then, schedule. No.
But then, so if you're in high school, are you bussing?
Yep. You're bussing through Point Roberts, into Canada, back into the U.S. to Blaine. And I meant to call today and call the school secretary and make friends and say, what is it like when they're late for school? Do they just throw the towel in?
Oh my gosh.
40-minute drive to get to school.
I think I'd be like, where's the closest private school in Canada?
And we'll just... Hey kids, we're going to homeschool.
Oh God. Yeah, I've done that. Mm-hmm. No, thank you.
No.
Wow.
They have a couple border access places. They've got a Boundary Bay crossing, the land crossing, just one. They've got one small airport. They have a large marina, but you need a vessel of your own to get there.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Telecommunications.
Oh, yeah.
Until 1988, the phone numbers were Canadian. So you could call Canada, but you could not call your U.S. family over in Blaine or in anywhere. And so in 1988, they fixed that problem. They gave them their own 206 area code with a 945 exchange so they could no longer call Canada for free and no longer call everybody over in Blaine and Bellingham for free. They could call each other in Point Roberts for free.
Oh my gosh.
That persisted until 1995. So 88 to 95, they could call nobody but their neighbors for free. But in 1995, huzzah, they become part of the 360. Woohoo. Oh, that is...
Wow. Yeah,
that's practically barbed wire fence phones, would feel like.
Right? Well, you know, I didn't even think about, like, police, fire, water, power, all that.
Because Canada, and it is international. If you go to Canada for emergency services, you pay whatever your insurance company charges for international incidents.
So these guys go to the grocery store and maybe it's an international incident if they have a problem.
Yeah, you could have an international incident 2 miles from your house.
Oh, gosh.
Now the one win. There's lots of wins. It's beautiful there. It's Western Washington.
True.
Our cost of living there was a little cheaper. In 2012, the groceries were 30% cheaper. So the Canadians kind of fuel that part of their economy a little bit. They come in and like to buy. Gas was a buck cheaper. We didn't have a 12% tax that Canada does. And U.S. companies will ship to Point Roberts. And so if you're in Canada and you want something from U.S. Amazon at that point, it would be better for you to drive into Point Roberts and have it shipped there.
Wow.
Instead of paying international shipping. So there's some wins.
So their post office is doing some rockin' business.
Yeah. They're probably still wearing furs and
no.
strap-on shoes. No.
No.
No. No. The one fun thing that I read that caught my attention on this is that because you have to pass through an international border to get into Point Roberts, it's popular for the Witness Protection Program, which for you not in the U.S., that's for people who have some way need to leave their... Oh, how do I describe this? Let's assume people watch enough TV.
Well, if you were to testify against someone who would be a threat to you if they found out where you lived and things like that, we give people a new identity and move them to someplace else.
Thank you. A couple different articles referenced like 50 people in this town are in the witness protection program. And that's what the government said too. They're like, I don't know. That doesn't.
Well, and who would want people to know that, right?
Exactly. So,
hey, we hide all our witnesses up there in that little town.
It is a great idea because you have to cross an international border or approach by sea. So it does seem like a great plan. But if it's really, truly happening, they shouldn't be advertising.
We wouldn't know about it.
No, no. Mm-hmm. A lot of people named Jim, though. That might be shifty. So that's Point Roberts. I really loved one more thing. I read about the crime stats. Their recent crime theft in one article that I read was a theft of 5 lavender plants from the post office.
Oh,
and that caused a real stir. So that's Point Roberts, everybody. It's beautiful in the summer. Go visit.
Yay.
You will need your passport.
We're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. We've got lots of good pictures and articles, so you should check that out. And you can find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.
An exclave is a portion or territory.
You might want to do that again. I just punched my keyboard. I'm sorry. I was like,
it didn't even fight back.